Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. U.S. Senator Arlen Specter has died. And I remember my mother said, if you can't say anything good about the dead, don't say anything. Now the latest news on global warming, and this is from England. You know the Met Office there in England? Britain is like the world's repository of global warming hype with Al Gore. If Al Gore moved to England, then that's it. It would all be there. And they have their Met Office, which is their national weather and climate service. And the Met Office releases every 6 months or so the data of the temperature of the world. What's the world's temperature? And it's so amazing how the media has not reported on the current release of data. Because, you know, they say for 40 years or so, the temperature was flat and declining slightly, getting cooler. Then for 16 years, 1980 to 1996, the temperature increased slightly. Now, for the 16 years since then, the temperature has been, well, guess what? The chart is right on this story at the Daily Mail. They're the only ones to have reported this initially. After a very quiet release of the data, global warming stopped 16 years ago. So we'll talk a little bit about this, but what's interesting is in God's word, the Bible, God tells us, he assures us that throughout the rest of the world, throughout all of the future of this planet, we will have summer and winter, fall and spring, we'll have these seasons. And so if you recall, in fact, if you go to our website, kgov.com/global warming/warming, however you want to do it. Even if you get it wrong, it'll pop right up in the search results. So it's one or two steps. kgov.com/warming. You'll be reminded that there were 9,000 PhD scientists who have signed an anti-global warming petition. 9,000. One of the friends, a government scientist, a friend of Real Science Fridays, Dr. Ed Holroyd, I knew that he was a PhD in climate fields, and I checked on the petition. All their names are online, and lo and behold, there's his name, Dr. Edward Holroyd. In fact, there's a total of 31,000 scientists across the U.S. who've signed the anti-global warming petition. Mars heated up. Did you know that? Mars heated up, NASA documents, and this is all at our kgov.com/warming webpage. NASA documented that there has been recently, when the Earth heated up like a degree or so, that Mars heated up slightly, which tells us that the sun's output increased ever so slightly. I mean, we thank God for the wonderful stability of our sun. If our sun was like the typical star in the Milky Way, we'd all be crispy critters. We'd be fried because they vary their output significantly. Our sun is amazingly stable because God created not only the whole cosmos, but even our Milky Way, even our solar system, and especially our Earth, Moon, Sun system for the preservation of life. That's why God made this for us and for his glory and pleasure and enjoyment. And so the sun heats up slightly and Mars heats up. What was it from SUVs? Was it your SUV that heated up Mars? There are only two SUVs on the whole planet. Can't be from the SUVs. Plus, they don't use combustion engines, right? The Mars rovers, the two SUVs on Mars, do they burn fossil fuels? No, they don't. So here is from the Met Office, and these figures are fascinating. They show that from 1997 until August 2012, there was no discernible rise in aggregate global temperatures. There was a brief rise from 1980 to 1996. And they say before that, for 40 years, the worldwide temperatures were stable or declining. Stable or declining. Now, wouldn't that mean declining? If for 40 years the temperature is stable or declining, you know, that's one of my pet peeves. I like math. I just think in terms of math and statistics. And so I'll ask people, what's your average, like you talk to an owner of a restaurant, well, what's your average ticket? How much does the average party spend? And he'll say, well, there's no average really. And I'm thinking, perhaps average does not mean what you think it means. And that's common. I'll go onto a car lot and I'll ask, well, what's your average minivan cost? And they'll say, well, really, there is no average. I don't think that word means what you think it means, average. So the temperatures on Earth for 40 years before that had been stable or declining. So that means they had been declining over a 40-year period. And if you recall, we had an ice age where significant portions of Earth's continents were covered in ice. And guess what? Much of that ice melted. And that was before the advent of the SUV. So Earth has been very gradually warming, coming to a point, hopefully near stasis, since the ice age that followed the global flood. It's very hard for atheists to tell you how an ice age began on Earth because you need conflicting conditions. It has to be very cold to have an ice age. But if it's very cold, then precipitation slows down from the oceans and you don't get enough rain and snow and sleet and hail and anything else the postman has to go through. You don't get enough to fall from the atmosphere to give you an ice age. So if it's so cold that you don't get the evaporation from the oceans, you can't start an ice age. And if it's warm enough to give you the evaporation you need to have enough precipitation, then you don't get an ice age. So the way to get an ice age is you need cold continents and warm oceans. And that is exactly what you get after the global flood. And you could learn about that from our interviews with Walt Brown or read his book, my favorite science book, In the Beginning by Dr. Walt Brown, MIT mechanical engineer. That's where he got his PhD. And so we Christians who recognize God's word as true, we can understand so much about the world that we live in and the solar system and the galaxy and the universe. We can understand while atheists and even old earth Christians, there are some of those, are groping in the dark to explain so many of these issues. So in a moment, I actually do want to say, well, good, he's dead. You can't say that. No. If you can't say anything good about the dead, don't say anything. But how could you control yourself? I mean, if you're God, then when they falsely accuse you, you could remain silent, as Jesus was, like a lamb brought to the slaughter, silent before his accusers. The chief priest just railed against him and brought these accusations, false accusations, and said, look, you hear all these accusations. Don't you defend yourself? And he said, nothing. He was silent. He answered not a word. But I'm not good at that. So Arlen Specter, if you go to, oh, by the way, Bob and Yart Live, to help us stay on the air, we really do need your help. We do not have a mega church behind us that's able to just pay the airtime bill and pay the staff required here in the studio right now, in the studio office. We need your help. And one way is to subscribe to any of our Bible studies or topical DVDs or our sermons. In fact, perhaps on Thursday, you think we should air part of our sermon from yesterday on Thursday? Why don't we do that? It was on a passage in the Bible that I know for many years, I look in commentaries, and they say that this is a very peculiar passage. When Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, it seems to stick out like it doesn't fit in there about a certain young man who was following the Lord, was clothed in a linen cloth, and the guards who arrested Jesus tried to grab him, but he got away. And that's it. They grabbed his linen cloth, and it came off of him, and he fled naked. He got away by the skin of his teeth, so to speak. So what's that doing in there? So we had a sermon on that yesterday. We drew straws. I got the short straw. It's called Casting Lots. And I got the short lot, so I had to preach on those two verses. But boy, it's fun. It's fun to study God's word and rightly divide it in the context of God's biblical attributes. And you'll learn so much. It's just so awesome. So our telethon is on. We're almost at $11,000, our $30,000 goal. It's very difficult for us and for you to hear this because we're only on one radio station. We're not on 300 radio stations. If you're on 300, then you talk about your telethon, and people in 300 cities are able to give, and everybody gives a little, and you raise the money for the crew and for the staff. And it's much more difficult when you're on in just one city. And so we ask people listening over the internet and people on the radio to please, if you believe in what we're doing, if it benefits you, please help. Either buy something from our store at kgov.com or subscribe to one of our video or audio services, or you can call us 1-800-8-N-YARDS and you can make a one-time gift or say, I'd like to give $20 a month, $50 a month automatically, and we could take care of that, and we're so thankful. So that phone number, 800-8-N-YARDS, that's 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. So Arlen Specter, a Republican senator from Pennsylvania, we here at Bob and Yart Live, we don't often talk about local state politics, just occasionally. And if ever his name came up, I remember he ran against the Pat Toomey, who was at least ostensibly pro-life. Now, Arlen Specter's just a child killer. And he had been a Republican in office for a long time. And National Right to Life was supporting Arlen Specter. And so in the National Right to Life profile, you know that website, prolifeprofiles.com? Dr. Michael Brown on his Line of Fire radio show let us tell his audience repeatedly about prolifeprofiles.com. That's where you find the truth about an organization or a leader regarding their position or their record on abortion. And don't believe their words, believe their actions. Jesus said what? Believe their words. No, he said, judge them by their fruit. Look at the actual consequences of what they claim. And so here's, I'm looking at it right now at prolifeprofiles.com and National Right to Life's profile. And it turns out that there's a bullet on Arlen Specter. And it's titled Anatomy of a Pro-Choice National Right to Life Candidate, Arlen Specter. And the Specter is ugly. Arlen Specter is an example of the fruit of National Right to Life. Now, he recall that he was a Republican pro-abort, and he was running when Barack Obama was running in 2008, and Obama was elected, and he was elected, and Obama wanted to pass his Obamacare, but because of the rules in the U.S. Senate, the Democrats would not be able to get Obamacare up for a vote because they needed another Democrat. So Arlen Specter switched parties to become a Democrat. He enabled the Democrats in the U.S. Senate to pass Obamacare. And then it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, where John Roberts, who we on this program, Bob Benyart Live, way back in 2005, when George W. Bush nominated John Roberts for Chief Justice, first he nominated him for Justice, then we had a retirement, so Chief Justice, right? Rehnquist was stepping down. So then he gave him a promotion before he was even confirmed, and he said, okay, I'm nominating him now for Chief Justice. And then he added, who did he add at that point for the second spot? Samuel Alito? And so we put out a press release. Leslie Hanks and I remember back in 2005, we worked on this. We put it out. We did it on the radio that John Roberts is a pro-abort, and he had worked to bring about this aggressive homosexual agenda in Colorado to overturn our statewide duly passed into law Amendment 2, which gave churches and businesses and families and homeowners some ability to protect themselves against the onslaught of the homosexual juggernaut. And so John Roberts volunteered to overturn Amendment 2, to fight with the homosexuals, with Equity Colorado to overturn that. And Focus on the Family, I recall at the time, they were lobbying for John Roberts to be confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and he cast the deciding vote to uphold Obamacare. And so Focus on the Family, they have a $100 million annual budget. They have an entire public policy division. Now here at Bob Benyart Live, where's our public policy division? Where is it? Is it out there? I'm looking for it. Does anybody know where the public policy division went? All right, Al Sharon just got promoted. All right, I can't see it. I don't know where it would be. Is it on the shelf over there, our public policy division? It's on the shelf. It's part of that God's Criminal Justice System CD. It must be inside that CD. So we don't have a public policy division. We don't have a multi-million dollar budget for our public policy division. We just have a Christian pastor who's a radio talk show host and a crew that works mostly as a labor of love. People are working here to spread the Christian worldview that comes out of the Bible. And so we looked at John Roberts and we saw how he was so wicked. And he volunteered for the homosexuals to overturn Amendment 2, which Focus on the Family themselves had spearheaded to be passed back in 92? And so we pointed this out. We send letters to Focus on the Family. We send them FedExes overnight. We send them letters. We send them emails. We talk about it on the air. And Dr. Dobson finally responded on the air. And what he said was such a great tragedy. He said, now, some Christians out there are saying we should not support John Roberts because he advocated overturning Amendment 2, and that was the homosexual, aggressive homosexual lobby, to force the homosexual agenda onto unwilling families and businesses and churches and so on, as we've seen happening in the last 20 years. And Dr. Dobson said that John Roberts, yes, he worked the case against Colorado's Amendment 2 with Equity Colorado, the homosexual activist group. Yes, he did that, but he had no choice. It's like a secretary processing paperwork for her company, for her boss. You don't blame the secretary for the paperwork that she filed. And I thought just how unacceptable that the greatest Christian leader in America would completely misrepresent the truth for what? Some pitiful political accomplishment of getting some nominee confirmed? The nominee is pro-abortion, pro-homosexual. You don't lie for God. And so John Roberts was a partner in one of Washington, D.C.'s most prestigious law firms. He wasn't a secretary processing paperwork, and he volunteered pro bono. He did the work pro bono. So we have Obamacare today in part because National Right to Life not only endorsed, but they took donations given by, you know, little old ladies all over the country. That's pretty much the only people that support National Right to Life anymore is little old ladies, because they're the only ones who don't Google things. So, wow, we have a caller who's a painter. You know, the economy's rough right now. And he said he'll do $750 worth of painting at someone's home or business for someone who donates $500 to Bob and Yurt Live. Now, we don't have to say it on the air, but do you know the name of the person who made this offer? Does he know how to paint? Yes, he's a good painter. Okay, so this comes with a reputation. Oh, this is a very good painter. Okay, this is a good painter. So, guys, $750 worth of painting. If you have a room you need painted, a closet, well, a bathroom, even your whole house, this would amount to a $750 discount. So if you donate $500, so thank you out there. We appreciate and the initials are BD. BD. Thank you, BD. Okay. Now, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So in the pro-life profile of National Right to Life, there's an anatomy. One of the bullets is anatomy of a pro-choice National Right to Life candidate, Arlen Specter. And so this bullet, it documents pro-life profiles. They document their claims. They offer $100 for somebody who corrects any kind of significant error on the site. So they write, in one tragic case, pro-lifers give their hard-earned money to National Right to Life. And then NRTL uses it to elect many politicians like Arlen Specter who support the intentional killing of innocent children. In a single year, National Right to Life spent more than $12,000 campaigning for Pennsylvania's Specter. Now, how do we know? You trust pro-life profiles sponsored by American Right to Life with that claim? Do you trust it? Well, this is what they do. This is the kind of work they do. Somebody once said that pro-life profiles and American Right to Life, they wrote in, they said, you guys document things as though God were watching. And so here, you click on that $12,000 on the footnote, number 28, and you could see scans of National Right to Life's tax returns with the money that they filed, that they reported to the IRS, that they spent on behalf of electing Arlen Specter. The Bible asks, and this is from Pro-Life Profiles on National Right to Life. The Bible asks, can a man take fire to his bosom and not be burned? National Right to Life's backfiring political calculations were summed up by this 2008 headline, Republican Senator Specter endorses Barack Obama. A year later, Specter switched party affiliation to return to his Democratic roots and give the openly pro-abortion Democratic Party a supermajority so they could pass Obamacare. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruit. And everyone can see the specter of National Right to Life's influence. Moral relativism cannot be controlled. When National Right to Life endorses child-killing politicians, even church leaders have been confused, and the paramount moral issue is relegated to a second-tier negotiable calculation. Eventually, the confusion that flows from National Right to Life leads millions of otherwise pro-life churchgoers to decide for themselves which pro-choice politician they will support. And for example, 42% of all born-again adults in 2008 voted for Barack Obama. 42% of adults who self-identified as born-again. If National Right to Life can elect pro-aborts out of misguided calculations, then so can the church-going masses. Instead, America needs pro-life organizations that show principled leadership and demonstrate that no person who knows right from wrong should support any candidate who would intentionally kill even a single innocent child. No one but God knows what kind of America we would be enjoying today if pro-life leadership urged everyone to honor God's command. God bless you.
Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.